As a country, we are seeing increases in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths because of COVID-19. And we know that you are as alarmed as we are by the rapid spread of COVID-19 across American communities.
Dr. Henry Walk is COVID-19 Incident Manager at the CDC. He calls the coronavirus a formidable foe and that Americans should not let down their guard, especially in the midst of this latest surge.
I think right now we're alarmed, again, with the exponential increase in cases and hospitalizations and deaths. Amidst this critical phase of the COVID-19 pandemic, CDC is recommending against travel during the Thanksgiving period.
The CDC is recommending a down-home turkey day rather than visiting friends and family as COVID-19 cases continue to surge. Millions of people are currently infected, many of whom are not showing symptoms and don't know they're contagious.
For Americans who decide to travel, CDC recommends doing so as safely as possible by following the same recommendations for everyday living. Wear a mask in public settings and on public transportation. Watch distance by staying 6 feet away from others not from the same household. And wash your hands often with soap and water or hand sanitizer.
Household is defined by the CDC as people who have been living in the same home for at least 14 days before celebrations. The pandemic and related health and economic concerns are already keeping some Americans off the road for the holiday weekend. Mark Jenkins at AAA South in Tampa projects 50 million people will travel, including 2.8 million in Florida.
That's about 10% lower than last Thanksgiving nationwide. Here in Florida, we're expecting about 5% fewer people. You know, we've seen cases of coronavirus increase, so there's a good chance that we may see even fewer Americans traveling this Thanksgiving than originally forecast.
The Auto Club is also predicting about 50% fewer air travelers this year. A lot of that, says Jenkins, is from people leery of flying during the pandemic.
It's not just any kind of work that airlines are doing to reduce the chances of a spread on board the plane, but you also have to consider that it can be somewhat of a challenge to social distance in the airports themselves if you're in a check-in line, security checkpoint, things like that.
If you are planning to fly to your destination, Jenkins reminds us that the airlines have their own rules and mandates already in place.
Yeah, a lot of airlines are requiring people to wear face masks while they're on board. When you're traveling anywhere, I think it's especially important just to take any precautions possible to protect yourself and others.
But if you're staying at home, it's just as important to be as safe there as on the road or in the air.
Don't compromise when you have your family over or if you do have an event this year. Obviously, I think everyone's been under a lot of stress and certainly family gatherings would help with that. But just don't compromise on the masking and hand washing.
Dr. Paul Glisson is Chief Medical Officer at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. He also advises to be very clear with those invited to your house.
I would ask them up front if they are having any symptoms or if they've been exposed to someone who has symptoms or if they're waiting for a test result. It's probably not a good idea to come and mix with your family here and put everybody else at risk. So ask those questions up front and just let them know that you're not going to compromise on safety for that.
And as if the pandemic isn't enough, Glisson says more people are just sick this time of year. He and Ascension Sacred Heart Emergency Medical Director Dr. Peter Jennings shared data on emergency cases.
I can tell you that both Sacred Heart and Baptist right now, our hospitals are at capacity. Our emergency departments are seeing record numbers of people, and a lot of patients are having to board in the emergency department while we wait for beds to become available upstairs. Not all that's COVID, but COVID patients take up an increasing bandwidth of our attention.
If there are older or elderly people in the house, then special care must be taken with what Glisson calls managing the risk.
So not only are the risk of exposure, but the risk of having a more serious complication from getting a COVID-19 infection is higher for them. I think a lot of them have been isolated from different exposures throughout the community by nature, but I think they're more tempted to want to share some time with family. So and there's risk inherent with that as well.
And be sure to keep the guidelines for protecting against COVID-19 handy. After Thanksgiving, there are four other holidays this season. In order, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and New Year's Day. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.